Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
On a Friday in New York City, the midday show. Benigno and Roberts, I'm with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Back in the shop, back in my comfortable chair that no one likes. I saw it on the other side of the studio this morning, so whoever was sitting here, probably Boomer, probably picked it up with one hand because he's very strong and threw it to the other side of the room. Can't understand why. He doesn't like sitting on the ground. What's the problem with that? But we're back here in the Mike Francesa studio. Good to see Dove's smiling face on this Friday morning. Ernie here as well. I think it's an angstful day if you're a Yankee fan because the one thing that can just ruin you as a sports fan, the one thing you feel so helpless about as a sports fan is when you have a player, whether it's your favorite player or not your favorite player, whatever it is, but a key player on your baseball team or basketball team or football team or hockey team, whatever it is, and you see them get hurt in the game, leave the game, usually not right away, as the case last night with Aaron Judge, and then you wait, and 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 you refresh Twitter, and you refresh Twitter, and you refresh Twitter, and you refresh Twitter. And you tell your husband or wife, I'm not going to sleep yet. I need to know what the heck happened with this player. I need to know. And trust me, I have a lot of experience with this, okay? And all about this exact scenario. Guy gets hurt. Stays in the game, gives you a little tease, stays in the game, comes out of game, you hear MRI, X-ray, CAT scan, whatever they do, and now you're just waiting, waiting, waiting. And I do not, but let me just say this. We have all fall victimed to the fake tweet, okay? So do I have compassion for those who fall victim to the fake tweet? Absolutely. It happens, okay? But when you get a fake tweet that says Judge is fine day to day, and everyone's buying it, including the play-by-play voice of the freaking Yankees. And then you realize it's not real, and then you've got to wait some longer, and then you find out it's not exactly great news. That makes it worse. You'd almost rather the fake tweet be worse than what the real tweet turned out to be. So after refreshing Twitter and over and over and over again, you find out chip fracture in the right wrist. You hear that and you say, okay, timetable. Luckily, it's not surgery. And you're screaming, okay, timetable. And then you hear he can't swing a bat for 3 weeks, which doesn't mean he's out for 3 weeks. It means he's probably out for 5 weeks because it's 3 weeks without swinging a bat. Then he swings the bat. Now he's got to swing it a couple of times. Now he probably has to go on some kind of rehab assignment. And then when he comes back, you hope, fingers crossed, he's the hot Aaron Judge. He's the September Aaron Judge from a year ago and not a guy that's affected by this chip fracture that he suffered last night. Couple of things. Let's not crush Jacob Junis because I got news for you. Jacob Junis is not that good, okay? He's not that good. And what he's not trying to do on a 2-2 pitch in the first inning is injure Aaron Judge. He's not. He's just not that good. So he hits him. It's just a bad break. And it stinks. Injuries stink in sports, especially when the guy happens to be, I think what most of us would agree to be, the most valuable player of this team from a position player standpoint. From a position player standpoint, you can go through this lineup, and certainly there are guys that are more valuable than others based on win-loss record. Gleyber Torres, and we touched on this the other day, has been incredibly valuable. The Yankee record when Gleyber Torres plays is really, really good. When he doesn't play, they're about a 500 team. We don't have that sample size with Aaron Judge. Why? Because he's never hurt. Because Aaron Judge played 155 games last year. Because Aaron Judge has basically played most of the games this year. This is a big blow. There's no doubt. Can the Yankees survive it? Sure, they could survive it. They still have a very good lineup. They have some intriguing options, which we'll get to, on how they can fill this role of missing Aaron Judge for the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, or dare I say more. And when you lose a guy of this caliber, what it means, not just from an offensive standpoint, from a pitching standpoint, and we'll get to the Jay Happ trade, these guys need to step up. And the obvious guy to step up is clearly Giancarlo Stanton. And the value of Giancarlo Stanton certainly goes up, not having the powerful Aaron Judge in the lineup. And we'll see how Aaron Boone wants to line guys up. Does he move Judge up to the two spot in this lineup? One guy who I wouldn't mind seeing in the two holes, a guy like Aaron Hicks, who's producing, had two more hits yesterday. He's been on base three times. Switch hitter, can get on base, gives you a little speed. I don't mind going Gardner, Hicks, Giancarlo as my 1-2-3, and then maybe Didi backing him up in the four hole. And then Gleyber at five, and you go from there. But one thing I thought about last night when the news went down, you know who I thought about? I thought about an individual. I thought about a person. I thought about a guy who has no luck right now. A guy who could have come in, filled the Aaron Judge role, and maybe grabbed it and never give it back. And I don't mean Aaron Judge's job, but a job at the major league level. And that guy's not going to have that opportunity. And the guy I thought about was Clint Frazier. Because all season long, we've marveled at the Yankees' depth. We've marveled how, boy, look at that AAA lineup. Man, that AAA lineup is better than some major league lineups. It's certainly better than the major league lineup the Yankees were facing last night in the Kansas City Royals. And Clint Frazier, throughout this season, has been bothered by this post-concussion issue. And that's why he's on the DL right now. He's suffering through headaches. And it probably has a lot to do with the concussion he suffered. And Clint Frazier's not an option right now. And I don't know if he's going to be an option this year. And that not only stinks for the Yankees and stinks for Yankee fans, more than that, it stinks for this kid. Because this kid has deserved to be a Major League Baseball player for a year now, and he hasn't gotten the full-fledged opportunity because there are guys ahead of him. Well, it's all been cleared out for him due to this unfortunate injury, and he can't take that role. So I thought of him last night because I think it really sucks for him. I got to tell you, I mean, it sucks for Aaron Judge, clearly, but I think it's really unfortunate for a guy like Clint Frazier. Now, the Yankees have a couple of days before July 31st. And not only that, they have all of August. Because as we've talked about in the past, you can certainly make a deal in August. We saw the Astros acquire Justin Verlander. A guy who's been attached to the Yankees makes more sense today than he did yesterday and the day before that. And that guy they saw last night, that guy struck out in a big spot in the third inning. And that guy is Mike Moustakas. He makes sense within reason. And what I mean by that is I can't go out and give up Estevao Florial for Mike Moustakas. I can't go out and give up Justice Sheffield for Mike Moustakas, nor would they. I think the Yankees, if they want to add a bat, if they want to, and I understand why you would, because, again, Judge is going to be out for at least 3 weeks without swinging a bat. You have to add another week or two to that, and there is some uncertainty on how this wrist injury is going to affect them. So if you want to add a bat because their depth has been hit a little bit, Brandon Drury's not on this team anymore. Clint Frazier, who knows? Obviously the injury to Aaron Judge. You can't rely on Jacoby Ellsbury. Did you remember he's on this team? I mean, they could actually use him right now if he was healthy and somewhat productive. Where the heck is Jacoby Ellsbury these days? He's probably hanging out with Cespedes. So adding a bat is not insane today, but I would only do it within reason. And if the Kansas City Royals are going to say we need top-level prospects for Mike Moustakas, they have a right to do that. They certainly need them, and Mike's hit 20 home runs, and he's a left-handed bat, and who knows what the market is for him. I would politely say no thank you. But he does make sense now for the Yankees more than 2 days ago, and he makes sense from the standpoint of it's another left-handed bat. You can move Miguel Andujar to more of a DH kind of role. Obviously, Giancarlo will now play a lot more right field, I'd assume. So you can play Moustakas at third base, where he is very good defensively at third. You also have the option to play him at first if need be, if something happens to Greg Bird, if Greg Bird slumps. It kind of re-energizes the depth of this team and gives them that left-handed bat. So this is a name that's been attached to the Yankees before. It's not new, but all I'm saying, and I think it's obvious, I'm not splitting an atom here, is that as we sit here today on July 27th, a very special day, which I'll get to, he makes sense. But Brian Cashman, and you have to trust him too, will be smart about this. Yesterday, he dealt for Jay Happ. My view on Jay Happ is he is a fourth starter. Could the Yankees use a fourth starter? Sure. Has he been effective against the Red Sox and the Yankees in the past? Sure. Now, I think there's a little bit of a misleading stat there because he was the one who gave up that grand slam to Mookie Betts that I was waxing poetic about, that great at-bat a couple of weeks ago. I think all of those runs were unearned. So I think his ERA is affected a little bit, and that happens. Corey Kluber's had that a lot this year where there's a lot of unearned runs, and, you know, I get why they're unearned, but if you give up a grand slam, you give up a grand slam. You know what I mean? Even if there's an error in the inning, you still gave up the grand slam. So I'm not saying Jay Happ hasn't had success against the Red Sox. I'm just saying we have to look at those numbers a little bit differently because he is the one, and I think they took him out right after that, and that was the fourth inning. So I don't think he only lasted about 3 2/3 innings, or maybe it was the fifth, so maybe it was 4 2/3 innings. I'm trying to work my memory on this. I remember the at-bat because the at-bat was just epic by Mookie Betts. But I have no problem with the trade. And the Yankees, over the years, rightfully so, have so many prospects that they even need to clear out some guys because they can't protect everybody. They can't keep guys shielded from the Rule 5 draft. So trading Billy McKinney, who probably doesn't have much of a future on this team, trading Brandon Drury, whose future on this team was going to be more of a bench player than anything else with the emergence of Gleyber Torres and the emergence of Miguel Andujar, is something they could afford to do. And so from that standpoint, I don't have an issue with the trade. I don't. And really, we'll see what J-Hap does. We'll see if he can come here over the final, where are we at, August, September, 2.5 months, 2 months plus. We'll see what he can do down the stretch. And I don't believe they gave up anything that would cause me sleepless nights. They gave up something for Brandon Drury back a few months ago, and I understood why. Drury was going to have a role on this team, but luckily for them, everything worked out. Gleyber Torres has burst onto the scene. Miguel Andujar has burst onto the scene. And Drury just does not have a long-term role with this baseball team. And I think that's the view I'd have on any kind of trade now for a bat. I'm not giving up key prospects, but would Moustakas give you another bopper in this lineup, another left-hand hitter, and improve your defense all the while? Because it actually would. Not a knock on Andujar, but Moustakas is a really good defensive third baseman, sure. So I think it's something Cashman should approach, and he probably will. Because so far, look what Brian Cashman has done. He goes out and adds a really good left-handed reliever in Zach Britton to improve his strength already, and he adds a guy like Jay Happ, who looks even more valuable because now there is a little bit of uncertainty about Sonny Gray.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.